Life Audio.
Christian Parent Crazy World with Catherine Seegers is brought to you by Life Audio and is part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. I am your host, Catherine Seegers, and in today's episode, we will tackle this very compelling question. Is it ever right to judge others? Yeah, that is a good question. We are in a series on judging right now. In the last episode, episode 39, I asked the question, have you ever been judged by other Christians? I know you have. We all have. I shared a very painful situation from one of my listeners where a child was judged. She was told that God would not love her anymore if she did something or if she didn't change. Yeah. You know, that did not sit well with me, and I'm sure it didn't sit well with you either. So I established a very firm foundation of God's love for us. To recap, nothing can separate us from God's love. We can't do one thing to earn God's love, and we cannot do one thing to lose it. God loves us regardless of what we say or think or do. God's love must be firmly established before we get to the subject of his standard and any judgments that we may issue from that standard. Because if it's not firmly established, we will hurt someone with God's standard. We'll talk more about that in the next episode. But in the last episode, we also talked about what God's word actually says about judging. And we're going to dig into that some more today. Yep. We're going to set a very firm foundation for what the Bible says about judging. That's the plan for this episode of Christian Parent Crazy World. So let's get started. Okay. Okay. I just have to laugh like so hard because I embarked on this series on Christians who judge other Christians. And oh my gosh, I kid you not. Right after the last episode, after I recorded it, a fellow believer brought the hammer down on me in a very judgy kind of way. Seriously. And what is so hard is that you expect things to go differently in a Christian setting. And sometimes they don't. They just don't. They should, but they don't. So I'm getting to practice what I preach here on being judged. But, you know, given the rather uncanny and prophetic way that this series on judging is coinciding with my personal life right now, I think my next series is going to be on what to do when you come into an unexpected windfall of cash, or what to do when a mysterious stranger pays off your mortgage and sends you on a prepaid vacation to Europe. Oh, I know. Then I'll do a podcast on what to do when your child gets a 36 on the ACT and a full scholarship to the college of his or her choice. Yeah. You can be looking forward to those episodes very soon. And hopefully I will be looking forward to those experiences in real life. Yeah. Oh, I wish it worked that way. Would be nice. But back to the topic at hand. You know, a lot of people would say that it's never right to judge someone. Others would say that it is. So which is it? First of all, I think we need to distinguish between judging a person and judging something a person does. That is such a critically important distinction. It truly is. On a spiritual level, I think we do well to leave judging a person as a whole to God. Now we can make some observations, but we cannot see a person's heart. We like to think we can, but we can't. We don't know what may or may not transpire between another human being and God in their most private moment. So judging a person's heart, I would say that is above our pay grade. Judging a person's actions, however, is another thing altogether. As I'm sure you know, we actually have people in our society called judges who do that for a living. They look at a person's actions, what they have done, and they put their actions up next to the law, which is the standard, and they make a judgment. Sometimes a jury of peers may be called upon to do this instead. Clearly, judging is something we need to have in a properly functioning society. But that being said, I'm not a judge. Chances are you aren't either. And jury duty is, it's just a short-term gig. You know, I've never done that. I've always thought it would be really interesting to be on a jury in a really high-profile case, like the kind they make movies about. You know, I really don't have time for that, obviously. But it would be really cool, though, wouldn't it? You know, I may regret living to say that. But the fact that we have judges and juries in a society is a good thing. It is. So what about judging those inside the faith or in society outside of a court of law? Should we do that as Christians? Well, you know, the Apostle Paul talks about this very topic very specifically in his first letter to the Corinthian church. There was a seriously sticky situation there. This guy in the church was committing a sin that Paul said, quote, even the pagans don't do, end quote. He was sleeping with his father's wife. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that, this wasn't his mother, as Paul didn't say it was his mother. His father was probably remarried after being widowed. Still, like, yikes, you know, that... That is really creepy. They would make a reality TV show out of that these days, unfortunately. But Paul could hardly believe this report of what was happening in the church in Corinth. And for some reason, the Corinthian leaders were dragging their feet on this issue. They weren't judging this man's actions. Paul told them clearly that they needed to judge this man's actions and remove him from fellowship. He says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Then he goes on to say in verses 9 through 13, he says, quote, when I wrote to you before, I told you not to associate with people who indulge in sexual sin. But I wasn't talking about unbelievers who indulge in sexual sin or are greedy or cheat people or worship idols. You would have to leave this world to avoid people like that. So true, you know, some things do not change. Paul continues, I meant that you are not to associate with anyone who claims to be a believer, yet indulges in sexual sin, or is greedy, or worships idols, or is abusive, or is a drunkard, or cheats people. Don't even eat with such people. Here is where Paul really lays it out clearly in no uncertain terms when it comes to judging. He says, it isn't my responsibility to judge outsiders, but it is certainly your responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. God will judge those on the outside, but as Scripture says, you must remove the evil person from among you. End quote. Now, I know that sounds harsh. It really does. But Paul is not talking about someone who is young and learning the ways of God, someone who is questioning, someone who is imperfect, but seeking to understand God and his ways. What Paul is talking about here is someone who is rejecting God by rejecting what he clearly says in his word. Someone who insists on living in a way that is contrary to Christ, and yet they call themselves a Christian. Paul is talking about someone who wants to deny what God's word clearly says. Now, you know, some things aren't clear in the Bible and there are non-essential issues where we can disagree, but God's standard about sin is pretty clear in Scripture. And when it comes to judging, Paul is really clear. As Christians, are we to judge the actions of unbelievers? No. Mm-mm. That is God's job. But as Christians, are we to judge the actions of other Christians? Yes. Yes, we are. With some guidelines and within our jurisdiction, we are. If we see our child acting contrary to God's standard, we need to judge that behavior lovingly. And with a mindset of restoring that child, we need to make a judgment call. And we may need to do that in another setting with a Christian loved one or a Christian friend whose actions are contrary to God's standard. Or if we are in a position of leadership within the church and someone who we are shepherding is walking in sin, we may need to address that behavior. We may need to make a judgment call like Paul did in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And when we do, it must be done in a spirit of love for the purpose of helping someone grow. And on rare occasions, I should hope, there may be an instance where someone just, you need to part ways and say, that's not acceptable here. You know, we may even need to judge our leaders. In the quintessential passage on judging from Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 through 3, which I talked about in the last episode, this is the verse that everybody knows, even non-Christians, because Jesus says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." But this is so interesting. In that same passage, Jesus tells us to judge the fruit of other believers. He does this while he is warning us about false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing. This is Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Listen to this. Jesus says, quote, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them." End quote. Ponder that for just a second. Jesus is telling us that we need to look at the fruit coming from the lives of fellow Christians, and especially from our leaders. How will we know if that person is a false prophet or a fake Christian leader? By judging the fruit in their lives. Good fruit comes from good trees. Bad fruit comes from bad trees. So we are told by Jesus to judge the fruit in the lives of those who call themselves Christians, even those who lead us. I would say especially those who lead us. But judging someone outside the church? Nope. That is not our job. Now, that is not to say that we as Christians should not look at the standards of our culture, the standards of the world, and point out where the world is missing God's mark. We should. Actually, we have to. I'm going to talk more about that in the next episode. But we judge the standards of our culture for those within the church. We do this to help protect believers, to disciple them so that they will know what is right and wrong, and also to help them experience freedom from sin, because sin entraps us and harms us, so that they can walk in holiness and fulfill God's plans and purposes in their lives. We do this for those who call themselves Christians. This is what I do on Christian Parent Crazy World, because this is a podcast for Christian parents and grandparents. I don't forget about you awesome grandparents who listen. I love you guys too. This podcast is for you. I'm not on here judging the world. I'm not putting on a sandwich board and standing on a street corner with a bullhorn, passing judgment on the lives of the lost. That's not my job. It's not the job of any Christian, according to Paul. We're not the judge of their lives. God is. And we're not the ultimate judge of other Christians. That being said, on occasion, a lot of occasions, we will need to judge the actions of our children while we are still raising them. Not as much when they get out on their own. Even still, that may be necessary with adult children from time to time if they are living far from God. Check out episode 26, what every parent needs to know about the prodigal child, for a refresher course on how to deal with a child who is wandering far from the Lord. I break down the four stages of parenting in that episode. It's really helpful. You know, I help myself in that one, actually, because we have a kid who is transitioning to the final stage right now, and our relationship is changing, and we will damage our relationship with our kid if we don't allow them to grow up. Also, though, on hopefully rare occasions, we may need to judge the actions of some other believers if God has put us in a position of leadership or mentorship in their lives. Hopefully those are very rare occasions. I don't like doing that, but sometimes it is necessary. And, you know, I haven't talked about this yet, but sometimes others will need to do this in our lives. This is what it means to be accountable in the body of Christ. We hold each other accountable to God's standard. But, and this is a big but here, there is a right and a wrong way to do this, which is why I firmly established God's love for us in the last episode. And I must reiterate that when we judge another person's actions, we do so in a spirit of love with the goal of aiding their spiritual journey with God. And hopefully, when other believers judge our actions, they will do so in a spirit of love with the goal of aiding our spiritual journey with God. When Christians start judging actions without love and a spirit of self-righteousness, that is when people get hurt. And by the way, we definitely shouldn't be judging someone behind their back, because that isn't judging at all. That's gossip. So, in conclusion, is it ever right for Christians to judge? Yes. It is. It is right to judge another Christian's actions, not their heart, but we may judge their actions in a spirit of love with God's standard. Is it right for Christians to judge the world? Mm-mm. Nope. That is above our pay grade, because Scripture tells us that is God's job alone. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to dig into some of the problems we all run into when it comes to judging. I know, I said I was going to give you the guidelines on how to react when someone judges you, but I'm pushing that episode back because there is more material here than I originally thought. More meat on the bones, as I like to say. I just can't leave it hanging there. I've got to prep another meal on that before I get to those guidelines. You know, yeah, that's just often what happens when I sit down to flesh out these topics. So I promise those guidelines are coming, but this next episode is another foundational piece in understanding the vitally important topic of judging when it comes to the Christian faith. You don't want to miss it. I want to thank you for joining me today. Look, I know there are a lot of things you could be listening to right now, and I really appreciate that you took this time to spend with me. I hope you will join me for my next podcast when we take aim at some aspect of our culture that threatens to derail our parenting and steal our kids' faith. If you enjoyed this episode of Christian Parent Crazy World, would you consider telling a friend and sharing it on social media and giving it a good review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and following me on Facebook and Instagram? Oh, and maybe you could say that Christian Parent Crazy World is the best podcast you've ever heard in your entire life. Just a thought. And be sure to check out my website, which is KatherineSegers.com. That's Catherine with a C. I have lots of articles and resources there that will help you on your parenting journey. And if you subscribe, I will be sure to send you some really cool free stuff and notify you of future podcasts, articles, and blogs.
I want to end this and every episode with a word of encouragement. God gave you your kids, your specific kids, for a reason. That's because you hold the key to unlocking who God created them to be. We'll see you next time.
Christian Parent Crazy World is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.